Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Be the best, and you got to pay a little price. If you want it bad enough, you got to do a little extra things to get it.
In case you weren't aware,
Wait, Rams... I'm just getting caught up. Did something happen today?
Well, I know you were busy tweeting about Allen Robinson wearing the blue on blue uniforms, Rich. Which
I was concerned
that we can definitely dissect that at a later date. But in case you guys weren't aware, which I assume most of you are, Aaron Donald has finally agreed to terms on his massive raise. This is, let me take you guys through the deal. So my understanding of this is the 3 years left on his current deal have been restructured. Now he is, as things currently stand, he will be the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. There are also two years on the back end of that. So technically, if we're looking at this in its technical structure, it is a five-year deal. However, the three working years are where the big raise comes. So this is all really important. In terms of the money, there's been some massive reported numbers, and we always over here like to make sure that we see the actual sheet of the contract before settling on some of those numbers, just because there's a lot of, as you guys have seen through the course of this entire process, there's been a lot of maneuvering and a lot of, you know, public sort of negotiation unfolding in public. So we always try to make sure that we get those accurate numbers when the contract's officially filed. And my understanding is that will be officially signed this afternoon. So it should be filed over to the league later this week, and then it'll be official. Next in line, Rich, is Cooper Kupp. And that's something that, much like this contract with Aaron, that's something the team's been very public about. That's something that I have reiterated over the last couple of months, even, that this is something that's going to get done. They are making good progress on that contract. I've heard good things from both about the progress of that contract. And I think that this is something that also happens. I wouldn't say maybe the imminent future, but definitely in the near future. And I honestly also think that when you're working with numbers of the magnitude of Aaron's contract restructure, you are needing to make sure that those are settled before you make certain promises with other high dollar deals. So this is an exciting day for Rams fans. I know all of you guys in the audience probably have some questions for us, but Rich, instant questions from you, instant thoughts. You know, I think social media, Twitter specifically, is breathing a huge sigh of relief. You know, I know I've ranted and raged against the social media machine here over the last couple of weeks, because again, guys, as I've said since, you know, March, this was always going to get done, even though it was very real. Yes, that Aaron did consider the possibility of retirement, as he rightfully should, having that conversation with his family, understanding sort of where he was at in his career and his life. That was an ongoing conversation that they'd been having for a while. But the opportunity to try to win another one, again, it's quite clear. Sean McVay coming, you know, deciding he wasn't going to take any TV money, making sure he's committed. Matthew Stafford, all of these guys are tied together right now, because this is where they believe their window to win as many of these things as they possibly can is. And so I think that that's all of these three things in conjunction. If you look, take a step back and look, the path to all of this has been pretty clear for a while. So, all right. I see we have a lot of questions in the chat, but Rich, I do want to get your initial thoughts on this. And then we also have some people in the audience to come up on stage.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I see the questions coming in. That's great. And there's some in the chat also that I'm sure we can answer in between. Everything you said, I would just stamp, Jordan. I mean, it made sense from the beginning. I also understand the angst. I mean, in absence of football games, what do? You worry about the next football game, and the next football game wasn't going to be for months away. So people were concerned what was going to happen with Aaron Donald. There was no deadline. We talked about that ad nauseum. There was no panic. There was no artificial date that something had to get done. I'll tell you what my main takeaway is, Jordan, other than all the things that you just said and the things that we talked about on the podcast just a few days ago, is that once again, on both ends, just handled very professionally. And, I even go back to the last contract discussions that Aaron had when there actually was a holdout, when he didn't report for some things. Even then, professional. There wasn't any, back and forth. There wasn't any public kind of, chirping at each other. And I always admired both sides for that. And again, even in this case, when there was some question, and I do believe, as we talked about the other day, I do believe there was some legitimate question as to whether Aaron would come back and play or whether or not he had decided he was done. But even then, even in Aaron's public comments, respectful, honest, not taking shots, not making threats, things like that. And you saw the Rams, of course, be very quiet throughout this process, which they are also known to do. Work in very stealth ways. Yeah.
Well, sure. I mean, I get that. I wouldn't.
In terms of the negotiations, I mean.
Even if they weren't, you just got a sense that all of this was happening the way that it was the way that everybody agreed this would go. Like, right. Aaron was super upfront, like you said, was super upfront with sort of where he was at in terms of his headspace. My understanding is that he and Sean McVay had a series of really in-depth conversations because Sean McVay was also in a certain headspace. Everybody needed to step away for a minute. It was a long season. I think we forget too soon and too easily how chaotic this last season was. I certainly have not recovered yet. And it's amazing to imagine what these guys put themselves through and then needing to step away for a moment, like completely understandable. And they had a series of long conversations with each other. This is a super open, honest relationship, like you said, Rich. And also the Rams were super public about their intentions. Back in March, Tony Pastores, again, never talks to media. Tony right. Pastores went on the record at league meetings to me and said, I'm paraphrasing what he said, but he said, right. This is not going to be a holdout. This is going to get done. Right. Said the same thing about Cooper Kupp. This is what we've been reiterating time and time and time again. So any right. of the things that come out since then, the establishment of honesty and open communication was already set, right? So like anything right, that right. comes out since then, to me, wasn't even really about leveraging. It was more like Aaron communicating his thought process. Like I think it right. was always right. a given that yes, he is going to be that he's the best defensive player on the planet and he is going to be paid as such. This was the right. expectation of the Rams once they got in the middle of that 6-year deal he previously signed and were like, oh shit, he's dramatically outplaying this deal and is continuing to do so well into the meat of the deal as the guaranteed money fell out. This was always going to be renegotiated. It's just that him producing at that level and then being very upfront with them about the concept of, okay, I did win the Super Bowl. I've done everything I need to do. So I really need to have a conversation about this and consideration about this. So anything that came out since then to me right. was maybe more so about continuing that positive marketing trend and also continuing to explain this is where he was at through this entire process.
Oh, no question about it. Yeah. And I guess my only thought there was that it doesn't always work out that way.
Right. Well, it's like very, this is weird, I mean, right? Yeah.
Yeah. This is not, I don't even know what the comparable situation, there is none when you're talking about the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. There is no comparable, obviously. So this is a unique situation. But yeah, in the end, it played out exactly as it should and exactly as you and expected and communicated throughout the process. And yeah, Jordan, just want to clarify reiterate one thing, because I'm seeing some of the comments coming into the chat. Kind of what we're talking about here when you say you want to see the contract is it's not a straight line sometimes. the Rams in particular are known for, you know, putting money in creative ways, or you know, whether it's front loading or back loading or whatever it may be. It's not always simple as just looking at the raw numbers and saying, oh, that's what it is. So that's kind of what we're talking about here. And that's what Jordan, I think I know that's what you're trying to say with the years and the money and that sort of thing.
Thanks, Rich, for clarifying. Yeah, I hadn't looked at the comments just yet. But yeah, it's that's super important. Like, yes, he is he's going to be, when we see the official numbers, like, yes, he is the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. That's the really clear line here. Right. In terms of the structure itself, like average per year, sometimes it's structured to annual year versus league year. It's like when Matthew's deal was done, it was like, you know, he's making X massive number in the year 2021, or the year 2022, he will have made X massive, you know, something like $65 million or something like that. I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but what it looks like over the contract structure and as it pertains to the cap number is dramatically different when it's framed in that way versus when it's framed in the other. It doesn't mean that the numbers are fake. It means that the way that this is structured out is honestly, in this regard, the most important thing is that, yes, he is the highest paid non-quarterback. And then after that, when the contract is officially filed over, you can see how it was clearly structured out. And what I mean by some of the things that you see in the initial, when you see things in the initial, it's like sort of the instant package versus the official filing over. And that's what I mean by that. Yeah. That's what the difference is. But thanks, Rich, for clarifying that, because that's definitely important to clarify.
Yeah, and especially for a team like the Rams, I mean, they are so creative with that sort of thing, and that like the initial number doesn't always reflect what you're going to see. Someone get a question there, like Michael S. just asked, you know, how it's going to affect the cap for this coming season. Well, that's exactly what we're talking about here. Like, Jordan's going to need to see some of those numbers and exactly how that money is spread around or how it's distributed, and then we'll be able to give you a better idea. So hopefully that'll take place in the near future here. So
yeah, any of these deals too in the short term, you can expect that they will probably actually clear some space in the short term. Just frankly speaking, like that was something that was important to the Rams this year. It's been important to them the last couple of years. It was important to them navigating Matthew's contract, I would assume, similar to how you saw them be a little bit more creative with the auto restructure language in Jalen, Robert, and Cooper's deal a couple of years back. Sometimes you see these things come in bunches. So with Matthews, Aaron's, and Cooper's deal, I would expect there to be some cap relief on the front end. And then you also see with this that the back 2 years, money can be repurposed into those back 2 years as well, is what you're sort of looking at here. The important thing, again, to reiterate, the important thing is that these 3 years that were left on the initial deal that he signed were restructured into sort of the inflation that he demanded with his performance. Not that he was making demands, like his production demanded. Gosh, I'm really crushing it. My God.
It's almost like you have a lot going on right now, Jordan. Yes. And just, you know, Eric A. Chimes in and says, looks like we tightened the contractual tart. Enjoyed that comment. Always a good callback. Somebody noted that it's the first win for the team in blue on blue after them posting the Allen Robinson.
Hey, look at
that one. Blue and blue is 1-0 in 2022, apparently. So good stuff here, Jordan. Should we jump in on some questions?
Yes, but
okay.
First and foremost, because I know it's coming and I love you guys for it.
Odell Beckham Jr. Right?
I did. And I love you guys for it. I'm going to take care of it in one fell swoop here. Okay. So, I'm really optimistic about him coming back to Los Angeles. Everything I've heard about this, first of all, nothing has changed in that sense. Like, it's been what it is. There's the structure has been outlined of what the offer is to him. Again, it's probably in my sense, and I haven't heard anything different than this, it would be heavily incentivized the first year, probably a low base number, probably a low guaranteed number in that first year as well, because of the injury and wanting to see how he does coming back from recovery, hitting those milestones. He would probably be cleared sometime around November, early December. Obviously, the Rams would want to have him also in their building to rehab. That's super important. And signing a deal would also speed up that getting back into the building and all of those things that are great. Teammates really want him back. He's in constant communication with teammates who are always reaching out to him and having conversations with him. They love him. He really fit in Los Angeles. He loved it here. He was a great fit for them schematically, but also as a person, just nothing but good things about this guy. So it also is really very fair for him to be considering what's best for him right now, and also continuing to hit certain milestones in his rehab where he knows for sure, this is what I'll be capable of. This is the timeline that I can stay on, and then sort of negotiate through the offer accordingly, right? Because you want to make sure you know where you're going to be at when you're trying to figure out how much money you're going to make over the next 2 years. The back end of the multi-year deal, my understanding is like kind of up for negotiation. Like the way it was explained to me is it would be super flexible in regards to some of those things that I just mentioned, you know, how he's doing, how he does come back. The front end, I think, is what would ultimately be the sticking point, because again, a lot of things are gray and up in the air in that regard, but I do feel positive about it. You know, I don't have a timeline for it. Again, I don't know what his rehab timeline is, so I don't have a timeline specifically for it, but I am feeling positive about it. And I think that there's a good chance that OBJ is a Ram. That's my sense of the situation. Obviously things change and can always change at any time, but, and obviously too, I'm in full support as a person of any player trying to do what's right by himself and his family, in terms of seeing what's out there and seeing what's possible for him financially, especially with what these guys put their bodies through, especially what we know he's still capable of, and especially with what he's already been through physically. So definitely going to continue to monitor that situation, but I don't think that it's anything to immediately panic about from Rams fans' perspective. So with that.
If you were on the line there and you had an Odell question, we probably have taken care of it. So yeah, Jordan, I know. Yeah, quick pivot. Yeah, come up with something else. So Jordan, I know people have some questions for you here. I'm going to get to them. We don't have a ton of time here, and everybody some of you need to get back to work. So keep the questions as tight as we can, and we'll try to get through them here. So let's see. I'm going to start off with Curtis F. So Curtis, you hear me? Go ahead. Hear me? Oh, go ahead. We got some background, yes, sir.
How are you?
Hey, man. Doing well. How's it going?
If you can mute on your end, Curtis, somehow. We're getting a lot of feedback from your computer, I think.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Is that better?
It is. So go ahead.
We're getting a lot. I'm just wondering what you guys think about, you know, we haven't had a repeat since the 04 Patriots. How does the locker room feel now that we're putting these pieces back together? We've added Bobby. What's your opinion on that? And my second question is, how about money for the future? How is this going to affect our salary cap down the road? Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, questions, Curtis. Thank you so much. I think the echo was my fault, so sorry.
Oh, I apologize.
Sorry. But thank you for the questions. Yeah, so kind of what I was alluding to before, you know, this is, you could sort of look at this in two lenses. One, they absolutely needed to get this deal worked through with Aaron Donald and also with Matthew Stafford. I think if you look at it through that lens, securing the high APY for two players who the Rams feel continue to keep them in contention for Super Bowls specifically, not just the postseason, but for Super Bowls. They feel that this is money well spent because that's where they're at right now as it pertains to their team build process and their ecosystem. It doesn't mean that it's not a strain. There will be a strain and probably some difficult financial decisions made. And you see this every year in free agency. The Rams had been preparing for all three of these guys to have their deals redone this spring. And so you did already see some tough departures. I'm sure they would have loved nothing more than to have Sebastian Joseph Day around long term, for example, a couple of the other guys that had departed as well. And then you also did see that they were prepared to offer Von Miller a massive contract that the Bills sort of outbid. And so I think that when you look at it in the lens of this is a team that believes they are not just in postseason contention, but in Super Bowl contention they are going to spend in this way and continue to balance their ecosystem with some of the fragility and interdependence that I've written about this last year. And that's sort of where they're at. It doesn't mean that it's an easy thing. And it also doesn't mean that it's without flaw. And it's also high risk. You know, things like injuries, stuff like that can totally topple it. And then you don't have a ton of flexibility with your spending. But at the same time, they're quite comfortable operating in this frame of mind. And I think we saw that last year when pretty much anything that could have happened to these guys did. And they somehow found a way to work through the chaos. And so then on the other token, you know, being around the building for the last couple of weeks, and I kind of mentioned this on the last episode of 11 Personnel, like this is a group that feels very much like it hasn't just won the Super Bowl. I think, you know, talking with Bobby Wagner about it a little bit, who, by the way, teammates just adore, and also Allen Robinson, teammates just adore, it sounds like, so far, which has been really cool to hear about, and they fit in really well. It sounds to me, even, you know, factoring in his outsider perspective coming in, that they are very much in the mentality of last year was last year, this year was this year. So I think that's exciting. We also know that Aaron Donald was super involved with the recruitment of Bobby Wagner. Bobby said that Aaron was the first person among the first people from the Rams who texted him after he got cut by Seattle. To me, that was when all of this was decided.
Right.
You know, we knew he was considering retirement, but when he reaches out to Bobby Wagner, to me, this has all been, that's when all of this was sort of sealed. And especially when Bobby agreed to come on board, that was sort of an energizing thing for everybody, I think. And especially for Aaron, you know, it's not like this exact same as bringing in a guy like Vaughn, who's going to, you know, rush the passer. But at the same time, the things they can do with Bobby, his leadership, his expertise, his veteran presence, and then just so much of the intangibles, as well as what he can do on the field. That was really energizing for Aaron, from what it sounds like. And it has been for the entire group.
Yeah, that's a great point about Bobby Wagner. I can't believe I hadn't thought about that before. But yeah, you know those guys talked a lot. You know he's not going to come here, and then all of a sudden, oh, by the way, now you're not going to get to play next to the best defensive player in the history of the world. So yeah, in hindsight, that probably made a lot of sense, didn't it?
Yeah, I think, and then Sean McVay, like you mentioned on our podcast, Rich, he just doesn't have a poker face. So like,
yeah,
when he was like, he said at league meetings, he was like, yeah, if Aaron and Matthew didn't want to come back, that would have made it a lot easier, He was like, I don't know. He's like, I'd probably still be thinking about whether I'm coming back. He was joking, of course, but there is some truth there where, you know, that this is the core of the roster, keeping the core together. You know, some of the perimeter of the roster is going to look different. I don't think it's wise to legitimately hashtag run it back in the exact same way you did before, because everything changes and evolves. And you have to adapt and adjust. And so far, to me, it seems like that's sort of what the Rams are trying to do, while also keeping some of those really important core pieces the same, regardless of the cost. Because again, they are, and I like that, hashtag pass it forward. Yes. And it also serves as a troll for Rich Hammond, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I think that's where they're at right now. And, to me, they seem energized. They seem like they're clicking. I know that it'll be really cool to see everybody together tomorrow morning. So it'll be interesting.
Yep. And good reminder there. Yeah, the mini camp does start tomorrow. So good timing.
Sergeant and Mr. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Bunk beds in a closet?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let's get back to the questions here because there's some lined up for Jordan. So I'm going to go to Benny. Benny, can you hear us?
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
How are you?
Great. Jordan, Rich, you guys just gave me great news. I'm just getting off of vacation, go back to work tomorrow. I was dreading it until I saw this. So thank you.
Well, congratulations. What can Jordan help you with today?
I had the most serious question, Jordan. So, how strongly do you feel that this got done at the wedding? That Sean, at the end of the night, they were walking out the building or whatever, and it was like, "Hey, Stan, get this done already." I could see him with the bow tie untied, just telling him, "Hey, guys, get this done already." I feel like something happened at the wedding that this got it done this weekend.
I feel like there were probably a lot of like jokes and references to it made, but I also feel like this was really, really like all but signed even before. I think that Aaron getting back into town for the wedding was kind of a timestamp that they had on it in terms of him being physically present. To sign it in person. And obviously they're having their marketing day and branding day today at the stadium. So this was a big sort of time stamp for them. But I felt like this deal was done when Sean McVay said last week, that he expected Aaron at minicamp. And honestly, that was what they had said all along, that they didn't think there would be a holdout or any sort of type of similar situation. But yeah, I can definitely see lots of jokes being made about this, especially as the night continued and more alcohol was consumed. I am sure Aaron has heard just about every joke about this. That does remind me of a story also, that at the combine, it was like 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago, I did see a coach for a team who will not be named, ripping shots right before signing a contract extension that was reported a couple of weeks later. So you know what? It's not that far out of a question in some situations. This is not that outlandish of a scenario, but certainly this was something that was I think all but done leading up in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. In my telling of the story, Jordan, Sean McVay got informed about the deal just before he did that dance to California Love on the stage. if people haven't seen it, it was a very enthusiastic and aggressive rendition of California Love. So I looked like everybody. I mean, it was very cool to see the pictures. I even saw a couple former players in there. Looked like John Sullivan was at the wedding. So that was cool to see. Some guys come back there. And yeah, I'm sure there was much rejoicing for several reasons over this past weekend. So yeah. Congratulations also to the McVays. I'm glad they were able to squeeze that in before the mini camp starts or Sean goes right back to work. So, but after that, they'll have some time. So.
Yeah. Could they ever do anything like calmly ever? Like, can this team just be calm? Maybe let's spread the timeline out a little bit, guys. Take a breath in between. Yeah.
No, it's hilarious. It'll be, it's pretty amazing. All right. We got some questions still. We want to get to them if we can. So I apologize. I always like to get everybody's name right. And I have a bad, and it just dropped also. So I don't have to worry about that one. So let's go to Scott. Scott, if you're there.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Going good. First off, I want to give a big shout out to the Rams Twitter group chat. Everyone in there is awesome. But my question is, Aaron said that he only wanted to play for 8 years. Do you think that this restructure will want him to finish out this contract, or do you think we'll have to worry about these retirement rumors next year?
That's a great question, Scott. I can only tell you my theory about this, and this is not sourced information. This is me reading tea leaves and editorializing. So please don't put this in the wonderful Rams Twitter. I peruse it now and again. I'm a lurker, but yes, I agree. Wonderful group. Shout out to that group. Please don't put it in there as if I'm directly quoting someone in the organization. But the way that I sort of see this is Aaron, probably Cooper, Sean, and Matthew are all going to be tied together for perhaps, you know, and probably less too, will all be tied together for probably, you know, the next 3 years or the duration of this deal. It sounds like there's a no trade deal in the contract. Obviously, that would be a no brainer, but good to have that in writing. So to me, you know, we're looking at a timeline of when the Rams perceive this window will be. And also, I think fairly in consideration for when Sean McVay might, you know, be ready to step aside and take a little bit of a break. Also, Matthew Stafford and his career, and then sort of the as he continues to get older, Cooper Kupp, as he continues to get older and his career, I think you're looking at the very very mildly sort of not sharpied in framing of when these guys all, how long these guys all think that they can probably win at a very, very high level together before various factors, including Sean McVay getting into TV, including Aaron retiring, including Matthew and his overall like longevity as a player. Those types of things I think are all very much connected together. Sean McVay and Les Snead are going to be extended before training camp. And I think, again, you're going to start to see some of the structure outline itself. And I think that's a very clear communication of the time of deep immersion in this process that they're in. To me, that's fascinating. It's really, really interesting to, over the next couple of years, it'll be interesting to unpack those dynamics and sort of what that all means, and making sure you're, you know, essentially all in every single year, as the Rams have been already under Sean McVay. And I think that that's going to present and lead to sort of an interesting dynamic. But to me, that's my opinion of where they're at right now. So we might hear this every off season at this point, you know, oh, is it time? Are they ready to take a break? My opinion is that Matthew and Sean, especially Sean and Aaron, Sean and Cooper and Matthew and Aaron, to me, these guys are all tied together for the next 3 years at least.
Yeah, that certainly seems to make sense, the way that it's lined up. And the other part of that is you can bet that somewhere in the Rams facility, they're already putting the framework together for what things look like after that. They probably don't have a plan written down or anything like that, but you start thinking about it. Okay, well, this is our window. This is the time that this core is going to be together. And then there is going to come a point where it's not and it starts to break up a little bit. And then what? You know, then what's the plan? So I guarantee you, I don't know, but I would bet that those discussions are at least running through people's heads at this point. And there's always that years ahead look at what might happen. So that'd be a good question for somebody who might be joining us next week. Maybe we'll have to shelve that one for our next episode to ask that question. But we got a couple more questions for Jordan. They've been great so far. Appreciate everybody hopping on with us to discuss this.
Someone ask Rich a uniform question. Come on, guys. Come on. I know this group. We've got this covered. Come on.
Yeah, we'll try to get that answer next week too. That'd be great. So let's go. Oh, Benny's back with us. So Benny, sorry if I cut you off before. Are you there?
Yeah. Can you guys hear me?
Gotcha.
Hey Benny, how are you?
All right. Perfect. Yeah. I just wanted to ask, one, in terms of Cooper Kupp's extension, do you guys think that gets done sooner now that ADs is out of the way? And then, the uniform question also was, have you heard anything about the, like, upcoming uniform release or anything like that they've talked about before?
Yeah. Did you have anything great to add on Cooper there, Jordan? Or I mean,
Actually, both questions, both great questions. My answer to both questions is yes and yes. The second question we're going to save for our guest who is coming on our podcast next week. So sorry to sorry to foreshadow that way, guys. But yeah, there's going to be a conversation about that. And then Cooper Cup, you know, the word I'm using is imminent. It might not be immediate, but the word I use is imminent. And I do think that the money, just making sure you have, like, while the outlines and the structures were clear and the strategies were all established and the understanding that all this stuff gets done, that was already also established. But I think dotting the I's, crossing the T's, and the actual language of some of the way that the money's spread out. I think that that's something where you might, that would be the only thing that would take up some of the time. So while yes, I do think Cooper's deal is imminent, I hesitate to use the word immediate, just because there are just some things, some technical things to sort through with all of these. And, but yeah, I'm pretty confident that that happens, in the near future, maybe not again in the immediate future, but certainly in the near future.
Right. Because we're talking about, I mean, everybody, I think most people understand this, but after you get through the mini camp the next couple of days, I mean, there's nothing that this is the time when people break and then training camp will start at the end of July. So there's nothing artificial between now and then that makes anybody say, well, this has to get done now, especially a guy like Cooper Kupp, who, you know, I know, Jordan, you asked him flat out about coming to mini camp and you guys shared a laugh like, of course he was going to be at mini camp. So it's not a situation where they were concerned about that or there was some type of artificial deadline to get it done. Yeah, and again, as we talk about these things often, they can have a framework and maybe there's some details that need to get done and will get done sometime over the next month or whatever it may be, but it's not like they're starting from scratch or they're starting from square one here. I would be very surprised if that's the case. So we shall see. Hopefully sooner rather than later. Hopefully Jordan can take some time off, as we talked about on the last podcast, to not be dealing with this stuff. That would be nice. So hopefully that's the case. Let's get back to, we have a few more minutes, so let's go to Kenneth, if you can hear us. Are you there, Kenneth?
Yes, I'm here. So real quick, OBJ, I think, will be a Ram, but you never know what will happen in this league. Some wide receiver might get injured and some team might get desperate and offer him a ton of money. AD concerns about getting old is off the table. Let's figure it out, man. He works so hard. And, you know, look at, we can't compare them to old players, you know, because now the basic, you know, the way they take care of their body now is just better. So, you know, I'm not worried about that either. And my main question here is, with Von Miller gone, and making such a big deal about wanting to be on a Super Bowl winning team, has that provided some good locker room fodder for our guys? And how has that affected his relationship with any of the other guys, such as AD?
Thanks for the questions and the comments, Kenneth. And, you know, I don't think it's locker room fodder. I think they have a really great relationship with Von. I think people, you know, they just say stuff. I think it's a fair thing to call the Bills a Super Bowl contending team. I think the Rams are a Super Bowl contending team. I think the Bills offer was for quite a bit of money. And I also think that the possibility of, you know, winning a Super Bowl on three different teams is something that's probably really cool for a player like Von Miller, who has, like, kind of like Aaron, has accomplished pretty much everything that they ever maybe would need to accomplish. To me, that's an interesting goal that he has. No, I don't think there's any sort of fracture there. I think that, you know, when the pads go on in September, you're obviously talking about a much different situation, and that's competitive. But, you know, they all still are in contact with each other. Leonard Floyd and actually Aaron, they were around Vaughn this past weekend at the Pass Rush Summit in Las Vegas. Greg Gaines was there. Just a lot of camaraderie that's still happening, especially again before things get competitive. But these two teams, in my opinion, are going to be really, really exciting to watch. And I think one thread to follow as well is, you know, because the Von Miller deal, the Rams, you know, obviously waited and waited and waited to have that decision be made. And because that deal fell through in the final hour, they pivot to another player who they were extremely interested in, but if they had signed Von, couldn't probably have signed Allen Robinson. So I'm interested in following the various threads of each player's respective journey after that sort of last minute pivot. Please no one steal this story idea. I'm writing this. Please no one take this from me. I was like, oh, I should stop talking. the various journeys of these two guys as they continue through the choices and the way that sort of fate led them exactly to where they happen to be, and then following what happens after that and the ripple effects in a variety of ways. Because, you know, as we saw, the Rams had the flexibility not just for Allen, but also for Bobby. And then also, you know, you're going to start to see moving into the league itself about sort of how all of this stuff starts to unfold. And I think that's going to be really interesting because both of these teams, I think, are going to be in the postseason contention. So that'll be when the heat really gets turned up.
Yeah, it definitely will. I mean, there's no question about it. That sequence of moves is going to have an impact on the Rams one way or another. I mean, it's not going to work out exactly the same as if they had signed Von Miller and didn't get Allen Robinson. That could be good, could be bad, could be somewhere in the middle, but it'll be fascinating to track how that impacts both sides of the ball. So, Jordan, I think we have time for one more question. So let's go to Corbin, if you're there.
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Okay.
Wonderful. Jordan's been talking this whole time a lot, so I'm going to go ahead and give a question to Rich.
Awesome.
Any word on – yeah, you're welcome. I hope you can take some time off here shortly. We just saw the Falcons drop the whole, hey, we're going to have our throwback helmets happening this year type of thing. I know that's coming down the pike with most NFL teams. Any word on what that looks like for Rams? I know a lot of old head Rams fans on Rams Twitter complain a lot about our helmets, and they want to see the old ones in the field. Any talk at all about that, or is that something for next week maybe?
Rich, you're on mute.
Oh, I am. Yes. Sorry. I was having some audio problems there. But yeah, that's a really good question. You know, the interesting thing, I actually missed part of your question there, Corbin, so I apologize. But the thing is that teams are now allowed to use a second helmet, or at least a second color, that sort of thing. So haven't heard from the Rams whether or not that's going to happen. They have a lot of possibilities there. I know a lot of people love the old blue and white. A lot of people maybe would want to see a gold helmet with some different accents. They have a lot of possibilities there. So I don't know exactly in which direction they're trending or what exactly they're thinking, but I'm excited to see what the possibilities are. I'm a fan of, you know, I know this cuts both ways. People, oh, all the different uniform combinations. And, you know, I think now's the time to kind of test some of this stuff out and see, like, well, what does look good? You know, they tested out, in a way, they tested out the modern throwbacks, and they kind of rolled those out. Didn't quite know what the reaction was going to be. I mean, they obviously saved those for the following year after the rebrand. And those ended up being hugely popular. People love those. So I think it's fine to kind of play with that stuff and see what people respond to. And, you know, there's never been more interest than there is right now. So I would be all in favor of whatever they want to roll out.
Corbin, thank you so much for asking that question. Also, because it gave me a second to check the transaction wire. I do that every day around this time. And so I checked the NFL transaction wire, and hey, lo and behold, the Rams have signed all of their rookies, their drafted rookies, to their initial rookie contract. So also sort of a double good news for the Rams. I don't know if you guys remember last year, there was some stuff within the new CBA about some of the third round picks. There was a little bit of a delay, and that meant that some guys couldn't really get into the work as quickly as they maybe would have otherwise. And so this time around, everything happened all at once. And yeah, so thanks, Corbin, for asking that question, because was able to check and break a little news here on this live room, and also share that out on Twitter. So appreciate you, man.
What a great way to end. We even got some late breaking news in the Breaking News podcast. That's awesome. Well, Jordan, it's been a lot of fun again doing this. Thanks everybody for jumping on in short notice. I saw the number of people we had in here, and that was awesome. The plan is to do something like this again. 1 week from now, we will share some specifics on, mostly on Twitter is probably the easiest way to find it. So make sure you're always following along with Jordan at Jordan Rodrigue on Twitter. I am at Rich_Hammond. Thank you all for your, subscriptions, for following us, for reading Jordan's work, for listening to all of our podcasts. And Jordan, I know you're going to get to work on a story right now, aren't you?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. One of a couple, I think, that'll come this off season. And guys, also love to hear your feedback as well. You can tweet at me, you can email me, you can reach me in the comment section of theathletic.com or in this chat. I am going to be doing one of these outside of minicamp from on site. So you guys tell me, you know, days and times it might work for you. I might throw up a poll. We could even do one Friday, just kind of as a total roundup for the happenings of minicamp and getting everybody back in the building. So I'll probably put up a poll to see what you guys think about that, but definitely going to be firing up another one of these. Maybe we'll do it during happy hour. You guys let me know on that one too.
Nice.
You guys, I'll be putting that out there here pretty quickly. But as always, thank you guys for jumping on with us. I know this has been an exciting time. We have so much fun doing these. As you could probably tell, we get a little carried away sometimes. Myself, usually Rich stays very calm. but with everything firing and everything going at once, it's just the best part of the job is experiencing this and experiencing it with you guys. So thanks again, everyone, for hopping on. Thank you for your great, great questions. And we'll catch you next time.
Hey, football fans, this is Diana Rossini from The Athletic. Get the top stories in pro football snapped directly to your inbox with our latest NFL newsletter, Scoop City. Jacob Robinson and I will bring you the daily scoop of top NFL articles, posts, and podcasts every Monday to Friday. Sign up for free now at theathletic.com/scoop.